Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Peri Gimel, Mishnayis, Peri Gimel, is learned, Lila Nishma, Sarer Elke, Basarev Shneir Zalman Menachem Mendel, passed away on Acharin Shal Pesach, Hayalofim Tov Shinayin. Mishnayis is learned, Lila Nishmosa, to benefit her soul, Betoich Shnas HaAvelus, Tehen Nishmosa Tzrura Betzrei Rachayim. This chapter is sponsored and dedicated by Heshi and Elaine Glick. Mishnah Aleph. Re'u hu Beis Din v'chol Yisrael, Beis Din and all Jews saw the new moon on the night that belongs to the 30th day. Or nechkeru ha'edim, or they investigated the witnesses on the 30th day, v'lo yispiku leimer mekudesh, and Beis Din did not have time to say mekudesh, that the month is sanctified, ad she'ed chashecha, until it became nighttime. The nighttime of the 31st days, Hariza Mu'uber, so then the month is a full month, that means that the 31st day is Rosh Chodesh. Ra'uhu Beis Din Bilvad, but if only Beis Din alone were the ones that saw the new moon on the night that belongs to the 30th day, so the next day, Yamdu Shnayim, so two of the judges should get up, and they should testify before the other judges that they saw the new moon, and they should say, holy, holy. If three people saw the new moon, and they are a Beis Din, then two judges should get up, two of the three get up, and they should sit from their friends, other Dayanim. To this one, v'yid b'fneihem, and then these two judges should testify before the other judges. V'yemir, and they shall say, mekudesh, mekudesh, that the month is holy. She'ein ha'yochid neman al di'atzme, because one judge is not believed by himself to say, mekudesh ha'chedesh, that the month is holy, that it's been sanctified. Says the Bartanur, Ra'uhu Beis Din v'chol Yisrael, they saw it, b'leil shloishim, on the night of the 30th, Sal Kadaitach Amina, for it would enter our mind, we would might have thought to say, Ha Yilvera'uhu Beis Din v'chol Yisrael, since Beis Din and all Yidden, all Jews saw it, Ipars Melei Milsa, so the thing has been publicized, Debiyim Lamed Nira Lekatshe, that it was seen on the 30th day to sanctify the 30th day and make that Rosh Chodesh Kamash Malon. Therefore, the Mishnah is teaching us, the im chasheicha, that if it has become dark, v'gi yalel echad u'shloishim, and the night of the 31st has arrived, lo yamru Beis Din mekudesh, and Beis Din has not yet said mekudesh, ma'abrin eisei, then we make that month a 30-day, a full month, v'koivin Rosh Chodesh yim lamed aleph, and we set the Rosh Chodesh for the 31st day. The same thing is nechkeru ha'edim, if the witnesses were investigated. This is what he's saying. Inami, or either Beis Din v'chol Yisrael, or nechkeru ha'edim bilvad, if we just had the witnesses, they have been investigated. V'lo yispiku leimar mekudesh, and Beis Din did not get a chance to say that it was sanctified. Achi yigi aleil shalamet aleph, until the night of the 31st arrives. So then, Ma'abrin Oyser, then we make it into a leap year. The Sal Kadaita Chamina, because it would enter our mind to have Yechikiras Eidim, Kitchilas Din, that the investigation of the witnesses should be like the beginning of the judgment of the case of trying to sanctify the month, Umekudesh, Mekudesh, Kigmardin, and Mekudesh, Mekudesh, that would be like the completion of the beginning of the judgment, which started with the investigating of the witnesses. Ugmardin havi balaylo, and to complete the din, we could do it at nighttime. Vinekadeshe balaylo, and therefore we should maybe say Kodesh, Mekudesh at nighttime. Kamash malon, that's what the Mishnah teaches us the law. You know, that she'en mekach nesachidish balaylo, we don't, that may say Mekudesh achidish at nighttime. So Kamash Malon Deloi, so he teaches us that not Shein Mekachin is Achaydish Balaylo, that we cannot do Kiddush Achaydish at all at night time. Umiyu, however, Imleil Shloishim Rou Hayereach, if they saw the moon at the night of the 30th, Im Shkiya Sachamo, as the sun was setting, Yeshus B'yayim Leimar Mekudesh Koydim Tzeisek Echavim. And there is time to say Mekudesh Chayim before the sun comes out, before the stars come out, Mekadshin Oisei, then you could say Mekudesh, you can sanctify it, the month, the Lechoshiv Laila Tzisek Echavim, because night is not considered until the stars come out. What happens if the Beis Din, three of a Beis Din see it? So then two of them from the Beis Din, Yamdu Shnayim, V'yoidu. So two of them should get up and they should testify. Like the Bartanura Masnis in Ayri, our mission is talking about Beis Din, that Beis Din sorted Belailo Leil Shloshim. They sorted the night time, the night of the 30th. V'yavshel lekachi Belailo. And you cannot be Mekadosh at night time. Hilkoch lemochar. So they cannot be Mekadosh from the seeing it, because they cannot be Mekadosh at night time, so Hilkoch lemochar. So therefore, the next day, Yamdu Shnayim V'yidu, so two of them get up and they testify. Dim loy al idusim shalelu, for if not for the testimony of these, ama yikachu. So what are they going to be sanctifying it on? Avalim rohu bezdim shkizachama, but if bezdim sees it on the 30th day, as sun is setting, they're seeing the sun, the moon. Bizman shi yeshu slemer mukudish, when there is enough time to say mukudish, yakdishu b'riyosim, then they can sanctify it just by their seeing. They don't need to testify. Somebody has to come testify before them. We don't need another Beis Din. The loytei shmir sheshem epiedim, because hearing that they hear from the witnesses cannot be gedoy lemeria, greater than seeing itself. Because with regards to the sanctifying and saying Mekudesh of the new month, like Siv Eidus, doesn't say testimony, but like this Siyam Mekadesh. So the seeing of the witnesses is of course better than even hearing it from them. But if they saw it at night time, and they cannot be Mekadesh at night time, because you don't do Kiddush HaKadosh at night time, so then on the next day, they can't do on the Riyah from yesterday, because they're not seeing it now, so they have to come on the testimony that somebody saw it yesterday. So that's why two of them get up and they testify in front of another Beis Din who they participate with the one that is remaining from the three that saw it. The Batanura, Yamdu Ashnaim Lemochar, Kishabo Loimer Mekudesh, when they come to say that it's Mekudesh, V'yeshivu Machavereyem, and they will place from their friends other judges next to the single one. Even a single person who is an expert can judge even by himself. But the sanctification of the moon, of the new month, that cannot be done by an individual. She'ein lach mumcha lirabim, there can be no greater expert for the public. Yisur Meishu Rabbeinu Vashalom, more than Meishu Rabbeinu of blessed memory. The Kama Leirachmon, and the Torah says to him, Adi Ika Aram Bahadoch, that Aram has to be with you, because the pasuk says Meishu Beis, by Yoyimar Hashem El Moshe El Arin, Shem Meishu Arin, and then he says Achodesh is Elochem. So it says Lochem that it should be for both of you. They should be together. Mishnah Beis. Kol ha-shefres kisherim. All shefres are kosher, chutz mishal poro, only with the exception of a shefer of a cow, which is not kosher, mipnei shu keren, because that is not a shefer, but it is a keren. Omer Rabbi Yosi, says Rabbi Yosi, v'alei kol ha-shefres nikru keren, but all shefres are called keren. Shenemar, as it says, because shenemar b'msheich b'm keren ha-yevel, because it says that when you blow, b'mshech, that means you blow with the keren from the yovel. The yovel is from the ram. But the answer is that from a ram, it's called keren en shofar. But from a cow, it's only called keren and it's not called a shofar. Says the Bar Tanura that a chutz mishal pora, it's not kosher, the horn from the pora, neshu keren. Says the Batanur of Eina Kori Shofar, it's not called a Shofar. Diksiv, it says in the Dvarim Lamed Gimel, B'choir Shoyre Hodor Loi, V'karnei Re'em Karnov. So by the ox, when it talks the ox and the cow, it talks about that it has Karnaim, it has a Keren. And the horns of a Re'em, of an ox. And the Gaber Shoshana, but with regards to the Shoshana, Shofar Ksiv, the Pasuk has to be a Shofar, V'yikra Chofei, It says Vavarto Shofar Trua V'gamarinon Rosh Hashanah Meyovel, and we learn Rosh Hashanah from the Yovel, because we learn Rosh Hashanah from Yovel. A Yovel is a ayel, is a ram, so that's why we need a shofar. But Rabbi Yossi argues and he says that all the shofars are called a keren. Even the regular shofars are called keren. So just like you can blow in the aisles rams, you can also blow in the other one, the keren, also, because they're all called keren. And he brings that raya because it says in the pasuk Rabbi Yossi Shnema bekeren ayevel. The yovel adacharhu, that's a male. Domer Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, "Shaklachti legalia yukoidim adachar yovel." The male they call the yovel. Alma. But what do we see? That's a male shoyer. That's a male ram. So alma, we see afilu shoyer shel ayil nikra keren. So we see that even the shofar of the ram is also called a keren. So if you're saying that a keren is not kosher, that's why you don't want to qualify of the parah, so then you should not qualify of the ram either, because it's called a keren too. But Rabbanan amru, but Rabbanan said no. The kol ha-shofar is taka ikru keren. It's taka true that all the shofars can be called a keren, but the ikru shofar, but they're also called shofar too. So that would be kosher if it's taka keren, but it's also a shofar. But the parah keren ikru shofar the ikru, it's only called a keren, but it's not called a shofar, and therefore that's not kosher, because Rosh Hashanah it says avarto shofar teruah. V'halocha kichachomim, lochas v'kachomim, that only from a ram is kosher, but a parah would not be kosher. Mishnah Gimel, shofar shel Rosh Hashanah, the shofar of Rosh Hashanah shel yal poshut, has to be from a ram, simple, upiv mitzupe zov, and the mouth of the shofar is covered with gold, u'shtei chatoitzeris min hatzdodim, and two kohanim with trumpets were standing on the side of the kohen that blew with the shofar. Shofar ma'irich, the shofar would make a long blow, v'chatzoitzeris mekatzeris, and the trumpets made shorter blows. Shemitzayim b'shofar, because the mitzvah of the day is to blow with the shofar. So the Batanura says shel yael poshut, that the shofar Hashanah was a simple from a yael. Says the Batanura, the litfila beinon pshitus, for prayers we need simplicity. Upiv mitzupe zohav, and the mouth was covered with gold. So he's saying bishel migdosh ka'amar. He's talking about the one of the Beis Hamikdash, that it was mitzupe zohav. And then it would be shofar ma'irich. The shofar would prolong la'achar shechatzitzris poiskim tkiosam, that after the chatzitzris, the trumpets would stop their blowings. Then nishma kol shofar, you can still hear the whole of the voice of the shofar. Mishnah Dalet. The tiniest in the days that you fast bishel zchorim, then you blow with a shofar. That's made from a sheep, a male, kifufim. And the shofars have to be bent, upia mitzupa, kesef, and the mouth of the shofars were needed to be covered with gold, ushtei chatzitzris be'emtza, two kahanim with two trumpets were standing in the middle, and two kahanim with two shofars were standing on both sides. Shofar mekatzer, the shofar would blow short, the chatzoitzus mariches, and the trumpets would blow longer. That was on the fast day. Shemitzvah sayyem bechatzoitzus, because the mitzvah of the day, of the fast day, is to blow with the trumpets. Says the Bar Tanura, that in the fast day they use bishel zchorim, that is ailim, the rams, two rams, and ushtei chatzoitzus beemtza, the shnei shofres hayu lahem echad mekan ve'echad mekan. They had two shofres horns, one from this side, one from the other side. The chatzetres be'emtza, the trumpets were in the middle, and after they finished blowing the shofres mekatzin, the chatzetres were long, says the Mishnah Shemitzus Ayoyim Bechatzoytzros, the Mitzvah Deyim Bechatzoytzros. Says the Abar Tanura, the Stam Tzayim Tain is because ordinary a fast day is Atzoris Tzibur, is for the problems of the community. Uksiv, and it says Bamidbar Yud, Al Atzor Atzorir Eschem, that one the Tzor who causes you trouble, Vare Oysim Bechatzoytzros, you shall blow in the trumpets. Davke b'migdosh oisim kein. It's only in the migdosh that we do so. Avol b'gvulin, but in the territory b'zman sheyesh shofar ein chatzitzrus. That if there is a shofar, we don't have trumpets. U'bizman sheyesh chatzitzrus, and at the time when there is trumpets ein shofar, there's no shofar. We don't have them combined. Only in the base of migdosh they have them combined. The kosuf, because it says in Tilim Tzadiches b'chatzitzrus. The koil shofar are real fnei Melech Hashem. That together the trumpets and the koil shofar only fnei Melech Hashem. Lifnei Melech Hashem in. That's only before the King Hashem. Shelo lifnei Hashem Amelech Hashem loy, but not in front of a Melech Hashem. Not in the Beis Hamikdash. Then we don't use them both together. Mishnah Hey. Shove haYevil l'Rosh Hashanah. Yevil is equal to Rosh Hashanah litkia, to blowing of the shofar. Then on Yevil you blow just like on Rosh Hashanah. And that you blow with straight shofaris, not like the by the tainis where the shofaris are bent. Vili brachis, and also for the blessings that we do, the malchi is achreinus and shofaris. So on Yom Kippur of Yovel, we also would say the malchi is achreinus and shofaris, the kingdom, the remembrance, and the shofaris, just like we do on Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, b'Rosh Hashanah toikim b'shal zuchorim, that Rosh Hashanah you blow with the shofar from a sheep, a male, and ubeyevlois, and on yevil you blow bishel yailim with a shofar of a yael. It's a kind of yael is a kind of a wild goat. Bartenura, Bartenura says shova yevil Rosh Hashanah litkia, that it's equal to Rosh Hashanah for the blowing bipshutim. And the fact that it's done with simple, not with bent. V'afal gav ditfila ditkiya b'yovel loy litkiya. Although that the blowing with the on yovel is not for prayer purposes. V'loy lizikoder, not for remembrance. Elo l'simen shilua chavodim v'chazor esodis. But just for a sign that the people should send away their slaves and also the returning of the fields to their original owners. Nevertheless, turning them lebaleim to their owners. Afilo hachi ke'ein Rosh Hashanah boi, we still need it to be like Rosh Hashanah. The gamri b'gzeres shava, we learn it out from gzeres shava mishvi shvi, from the word shvi shvi. Sheyu kol tkiyas b'chodesh hashvi, that all these blowings in the seventh month shava zukazu have to be equal to one another. Pirush Achar, another interpretation, says the Bar Tanura, that litkiya doesn't mean that it should be bipshutim, but litkiya means leminyan tkiyas, that it should be for the number, the amount of the tkiyas are the same. So according to the first pshat, we have a problem. The reason why we have pshutim, because we, for prayer, he said before, is poshut my litfei. So the question they had, why would they need a parchment for Yovel, what has nothing to do with Tefillah? But he said, Gzeres Shava, you still need it. But according to the Pirush Achar, no, it's Taka, we don't need a parchment on Yovel, but when it means Litkiya, it means here for the number of Tkiyas, how many Tkiyas. V'Librochas means to the Leminyan HaBrochas, the boy Lememer, Malchi Zuchren is a shefer is Biyam Kippurim Sheyevel Kamesh Rosh Hashanah. Then on Yom Kippurim of Yevel, we have to also say the blessings of Malchi Zuchren is a shefer, just as we do on Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yehuda says that on Rosh Hashanah we would blow Bishal Zuchorim. The two types of shefers that we're talking about over here that are kosher. First we included the Mishnah Beis, the shofar of the para and the shoir, but they're not called a cow and the ox, they're not called shofars bechlal. That was excluded in the Mishnah Beis. In Mishnah Gimel, there's two types of shofars. The usual, the shofar of the ram, or the male ram, is a bent shofar, a kofuf, and the shofar of the Yael, that's a this wild kind of a goat, that's called the Yael, that is a straight one. So in Mishnah Gimel, the Tan of that Mishnah said that in Rosh Hashanah, you should use a Yael, you should use a straight one, because you should use Poshut. There should be a simple one, a straight one, and not a bent one. And as we learned before in the Bar Tanura, because Kol Madi L'Tfilo B'Inan Pshitus, because you need simplicity. That's his opinion. And that's why in this Mishnah we're learning now, Mishnah Hay, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says, B'Rosh Hashanah Toikim B'Shel Zuchorim, that we use male, meaning the Shoir, the Ram, the Ayil, because we want to use a bent one. Because in the Gemara there is a question whether before the Tanakh holds that the simple is better, the flat one. But he holds that they should bend their hearts to Hashem. That's a better one. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So, and you know, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that we use a bent shofar. That's what we use, a bent shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Even the Tana who said that in Rosh Hashanah you use the flat one, the one of a Yael, but on the Tainis he would say that you use the bent one, because he holds that a Tainis you should be kofuf, because a bent of, at a time of a Tainis one is bent, you use a bent one. And on Rosh Hashanah, you use a straight one. That's the first. That's why Mishnah Dali says, on the Tainis, you use B'Shal Zchorim. Now, on the Mishnah Dalet, when it talks about that on a Tainis, you use a bent one, there's no disagreement with that. Everybody agrees that on a Tainis, you use a bent one. The question was on Rosh Hashanah, do you use a straight one? That's from the Yael, according to the Tana Mishnah Gimel. According to the Yehuda Mishnah Hay, he says you use a bent one. But the other issue becomes, what do you use on Yom Kippur of the Shnasa Yevil? What do you use over there? So, in one interpretation, Shoveh HaYevil L'Rosh Hashanah, the Bar Tanura learns that it means that also on the Yom Kippur we use... there too we would need a straight shofar for the yovel. That's what it's coming to say, that he learned, that was the pshat when it says that it's shava yovel rashon latkia, that the tkia means a straight one. But in the second pshat, he didn't learn that the yovel that the Tanakhama says that it's for bent one, that it's mean, I mean, it should be a straight one like he holds with regards to Rosh Hashanah, but we learned it with regards to the number of tkiyas. But then we have the Rabbi Yehuda's clearest opinion. He says that on Rosh Hashanah you will blow Bishal Zchorim, that means with the bent one, like we do. And by Yovel you'd use Shal Yalim, you would use the straight one. So the Bar Tanura writes that Ve'ein halocha ki Rabbi Yehuda v'lo ki Tanakama. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, not like the Tanakama. According to the Tanakama, we use on Rosh Hashanah we use a Yael, a straight one, and on the Yovel we also use a straight one. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, we use a bent one on Rosh Hashanah, a Zchorim, and on Yovel, we use Yaelim, we use a straight one. But the halacha is that Bein Rosh Hashanah, whether it's Rosh Hashanah, Bein Yom Kippurim Shal Yovel, or whether Yom Kippur Yovel, Shneiyem Bishal Zchorim Kefufim, we use them both, males that are bent. We use them both, them side Rosh Hashanah, side Yovel, we use them both that are bent. Like the shofars we use, and with that same shofar we would use also for Yovel. Mishnah Vav. Shofar shenizdak, a shofar that split in the length v'dafkei, and you pasted it puzzle. It's no good. It's not fit. Davak shivri shofar is puzzle. If you pasted together broken pieces of a shofar, then it's unfit. Nikev, what happens if the shofar has a hole v'sosme, and you close the hole? It's not split, but a hole. Imakiv is atkia. If it prevents the blowing, you can't blow through it, puzzle, then the shofar is unfit. Vimlav kosher, if the hole, which is pasted does not hold back the blowing, and the majority of the shofar is whole, and you pasted up the hole with a piece of a shofar, then the shofar is kosher. Says the Bartanura, shofar shenizdek v'dovkoi, a shofar that was split and they pasted it b'devek posel with paste that is disqualified. The havaleh kishnei shofaris, it's like two shofaris. Bahani mili, and this is only talking about if nizdek l'orkoi, if it was split was towards the length. Avlin nizdek l'rochbei, but if it was split towards the width, im nishtayer. If there is left over a place from the place where you pull the mouth till the split, kosher, as the measure of a shofar calls the shear of a tkiyah, the measure of a shofar is kosher. And if not, if there is not enough space, it's possible. For kama shir tkiya, what does it mean, the measure of a tkiya? Kedei sheyech zeno biyodei, that you can hold in your hands, v'yira lekan ulekan, and you can see it out of both sides, from the top and the bottom of his hand. That is the shir of the shofar. That is, and if you have that shir, then it's okay. What happens, this is, so if you pasted it, then on the length it would be no good. But what happens if nike v'sosmei, it was a hole and you covered it. This is talking about specifically that he stuffed it up with a kind of the shofar. And the majority of the shofar is whole, intact. And the holes did not stop. That these holes that are being closed now, they don't stop as at kia, the blowing is kosher. If one of these conditions are missing, then it's possible. Mishnah Zayin, one who blows into a pit, or the teicha dus, or into an area which is surrounded with wall, or the teicha pitam, or in a big barrel. Im shkel shefer shama yotze, if the one who's standing outside of the pit heard a proper voice of a shofar, then he fulfilled the obligation. But if he heard just a echo of the voice of the shofar, he had not fulfilled his obligation. And likewise, one who was going behind the shul, or his house was near the shul, the shama kol shofar, heard the voice of a shofar, a kol megillah, or the voice how they're reading the megillah, im kivan liba, if he directed his heart, he had in mind to fulfill his obligation with the blowing of the shofar and with reading of the megillah, yotza, then he fulfilled his obligation. Vim lav, and if not, if he did not have in mind to fulfill the obligation, lo yotza, he did not fulfill his obligation. Afal pisha zeh shama vzeh shama, even though that this one heard and this one heard. Even though this one heard and this one heard, Zekivan Libe, this one wanted to fulfill his obligation, so he fulfills. And this one who did not want to fulfill his obligation, therefore he doesn't fulfill his obligation. Bartanura, Boir, one who blows into a Boir. Boir is a Chafira Bekarka, it's a hole in the ground. Or a dus, he blows into a dus, that's a mokim mufik of mechitzas al oretz, it's a place surrounded by walls on the ground. Or pitam, that's a kli godel shel cheres, it's a large vessel made out of clay. So im shkel shofar shama, if he hears the voice of a shofar, that's referring, says the Bartanura, emet chutz leboir, one who's standing outside of the pit, v'shama kol tkiyas hatakei beboir, he hears the voice of the tkiyas, the one who's blowing in the pit, the iloi son shebeboir, for those that are in the pit, la'ilam yatsu, they are always fulfilling their obligation. There's no question. You don't have to verify what they heard. Same shame him kill shofar, because they hear the voice of the shofar. So then we say, if a person just hears the tkiyas shofar or the megillah, im kiven libe lotsis yatsu, if he directed his heart to fulfill his obligation, he fulfills. Even though the one who was blowing did not have intention to fulfill this guy's obligation, we're dealing here, somebody who is the chazan who leads the services in the synagogue, shetekeya, that he blows. Shehu miskaven, his intending lohitzi kol hashemim kol tkeosir, to all those who listen and hear the voice of his kia. Hilkachaf agav delay miskaven lohitzi zeh, hoivrachad beisaknesses, even though he didn't have specifically in mind to fulfill this guy who's passing behind the shul, the lo yodalei doesn't know about him, nevertheless is yotza. He's yotz aval atekei loitzi yachid, but one who blows to just to fulfill the obligation of an individual, yidei chivosa, his obligation of an individual, by she's kaven of there, we need to have intention, shemeya umashmeya, the one who is listening, and the one who is blowing and making the voices and or reading the Megillah. Says the Mishnah now, Mishnah Ches, v'hoyo kashe yori meshe yodi v'gover Yisrael v'goymer. In the Torah it's written that it was that when Moshe raised his hands, so the Yidden strengthened.